What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Final Bros Tonight. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
When you're ready.
And I'm ready.
I'm not.
I know. It was... Well, okay, it's Monday night.
Perfect
night for recording some Final Bros Tonight.
It's a wonderful night to fall in love.
But you know what? I did not fall in love tonight, Alex.
Oh, no?
This episode... It was something.
This was a low moment for this season,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, this wasn't great. Like, and look, I want to come to this as positive with energy, but it's tough when that's what we were watching. Like,
yeah.
There's some shit that went on.
So, let's talk about good things.
I love good things. What's some good things?
Pizza.
Pizza is a good thing.
Pizza's a good thing.
You know what? Like, yeah, it's always a good thing.
Yeah. Oh,
I love
okay.
Pizza.
New York,
it's a good thing. Like, almost anywhere else, it's not a great
thing. It's garbage anywhere else. Looking at you, Chicago.
It's not pizza, it's a casserole.
It's a pie.
It's a pie.
It's
get your shit together, stop calling it pizza.
Look, you know what's great about pizza?
Tell me what's good about pizza.
You can eat it on the go.
Faux show.
I'm just saying, is that...
I know, I just wanted to rhyme.
I know, you rhymed, it's great. But I'm just saying that Chicago pizza doesn't have that quality.
Gosh, no. You have to, it's a meal. Like, you have to sit down.
You have to sit down. You need knife and fork.
Yeah. Pizza is the perfect, just think, like, oh, I'm on the go. I'm going to my business meeting. I'm going to, you know, somewhere.
Let me grab a dollar slice from Two Bros.
Damn
and,
right.
Like, and just, like, wolf that down.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, oh boy, I've had a lot to drink tonight. Let me just grab a slice of pizza. It'll help.
It is the perfect antidote for so many things.
Yeah.
Thank you, New York.
Yeah, thanks, New York.
You know what's good with some pizza?
Diet Coke.
Yes! Diet Coke is phenomenal with pizza.
I love Diet Coke.
Now, Alex, tell me, what's making you feel so good about this pizza and Diet Coke?
We ordered pizza.
So guess what, guys? It's another one. Three in a row. Good things come in threes.
I basically ordered pizza because I wanted a Diet Coke.
You better not have put that in the oven.
Luckily, you wanted the pizza. So this is why we're such a good pair.
Them time, oh, we're perfect together, man.
Yeah.
It's great.
Like, you know, I wanted Diet Coke, you wanted pizza, we ordered
it's a perfect match. We just meshed together perfectly.
Exactly,
it's
wonderful.
It's a beautiful synergy.
Yeah.
You feel this energy right
here?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
So, do you have any other good things before we get into this thing?
Let's talk
about love?
Well, okay. Raven and Adam got engaged.
That is so wonderful.
Isn't that... But I want to tell you the reason I paused.
Why is that?
Because I almost referred to Raven as America's favorite Southern gal.
That's fair.
But
oh
now, but now we've got Hannah.
We've currently got Hannah.
We've got Hannah.
So America's beloved Southern gal. Because you can love more than one.
It's true.
So America's beloved Southern gal, Raven Nicole Gates...
Is engaged to Adam.
He has a middle name and last name.
Starts with a G. His last name starts with a G. It's like Gostchok or something.
That's weird. Don't take that last name, Raven.
it's a last name. He has it. Good for them.
It looked a beautiful ring. It looked like they were. They've been so happy.
Are they
together.
The only couple that came out of BIP season 4?
They might be. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone else broke up.
So, man, some of these couples are going strong. Joe and Kendall.
That's Raven, BIP 5, though.
No. But I'm just saying, we have some BIP couples that are really, really
Carly
going strong.
And Evan.
Carly and Evan. Raven and Adam. I guess Joe and Kendall. And still the Goose and Crystal.
Oh, right. They're still a thing.
They still exist.
I hate that. They're happy.
No, but they're happy. And that's good.
That's good. People should be happy.
All right, I want to talk about this dumb episode.
Let's talk about this stupid episode of The Bachelorette. This was the worst thing I've ever seen.
This is garbage.
This was the worst.
Everything's garbage.
I'm gonna come out and say it. This was a bad episode.
This was very bad. This episode stuck.
Like, for how good last week was, because last week was solid.
We had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
This just was just a letdown.
Now, I will say, started off on a good high.
Yeah.
Things went well, and then it just went to drama city. And, like, not good drama where you're like, ooh, what's going to happen? Ooh. It's just like, this sucks.
It's like, this? Still?
This, we're still doing this, guys? Come on.
And the goof is Cam is gone.
Yeah, so we're not even worried about him and his chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Let's start at the beginning.
Yeah, please.
Boys. In the mansion.
They're chilling.
They're all talking about how Cam is gone.
They're like, oh, man, Cam's gone. He is.
Guess, you know, you can't really, you know, try to get, like, you know,
can't
pity.
Can't get that sympathy, that pity rose.
You can't, like, you know, be a dick and you just get a rose and you just can't do that.
Thanks, guys, for telling
Cam,
us that.
Cam's gone now.
Cam left? Like, he's done?
So Cam's gone.
I'm pretty, like, it's good that he's gone because, like, now I don't got to worry about it.
Now I don't have to worry about Cam anymore.
So, like, but, like, guys, we're here for Hannah and we need to make sure that that's what we're here for.
You got to make sure that you're here. For the right reasons.
Hannah's
the right reason.
She's it.
Love.
Love is so great.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
They didn't say Roll
Not
Tide
Not one
once.
Fucking Roll Tide.
Not, this, we didn't Roll Tide at all.
Come on. Get it together,
that's,
guys.
Maybe that's why this episode wasn't any good.
We didn't roll enough Tide.
Tide was not rolled.
Anyway.
Anywho.
We get that first card.
No.
No, we don't. I'm so sorry.
No. Oh my.
I jumped ahead. I'm sorry.
You're jumping the gun here.
I'm sorry.
Bizcash Dad, he's definitely here.
Yes, Bizcash Dad is here.
But he doesn't have date cards. He's got news.
Oh, that's right. He's got news.
We're leaving the mansion.
Fuck, how did I even forget this? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's time to leave Batch Mansion.
It's that time.
And go to the exotic land.
Oh, God. They travel so far.
The exotic land of Newport, Rhode Island.
Come on. Okay. So, just...
It's like when they went to, like...
Look, I know they're told to be happy.
Yeah.
But I really want someone to be like... Like, I want an unemployed guy to be like...
Really?
Why?
Can't we stay in California where it's warm?
Couldn't we do anything else? Like,
can we, like, I thought I was going to go to Thailand.
Yeah.
Rhode Island?
Really? That's where we're going?
This isn't even better than Utah, where they went on Becca's season and had to feign excitement over.
Utah! We're going to the smallest state, Rhode Island.
Wow, I can't wait to walk from one end of the state to the other. Like,
so, you know what would be really cool, though? Like, now that they're in Rhode Island, they should definitely go on a date that's not in Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah. So
wouldn't that make the most sense?
They get to their hotel.
It's great.
They're like, hey, this is where we get to live.
It's a hotel. Oh, wow. There's a bed.
This isn't Batch Mansion, but it's nice.
These hotels weren't that... This hotel wasn't as great as the hotels usually are, too.
And it's Rhode Island.
I know. It's Newport, Rhode Island.
But Dad shows up, and did Dad even show up?
I don't think Dad showed up.
Did Dad even
one.
Give a fuck about
you,
this
you
one?
You want to be in Rhode Island. He's like, I'm sending to Rhode Island. I'm going to hang out in this mansion.
I'm staying
all
in California.
Myself.
I'm going to stay in California and hang out with Jordan.
Yeah, and we're just going to hang out in this mansion by ourselves.
Date card arrives.
Bang.
It's a one-on-one date.
Oh, shit.
And it's for Jed.
Jed.
So you know what's really great about Rhode Island?
What?
Boston.
Yeah. Yes.
Boston,
the shining city of Rhode Island.
Boston has got to be my favorite city in Rhode Island. Because they just left California to go to Newport, Rhode Island.
Okay. I want to look this up because I'm really curious as to how far this is.
Jed's date is in Boston.
Okay, so Newport.
Massachusetts.
Newport.
A different state.
Newport.
One of the original 13 colonies.
Newport, Rhode
Island. A setting for Assassin's Creed 3.
You, any more facts?
No, I'm out.
No, I'm just curious.
I'm out of facts now.
I want to hear more if you got
setting of the Boston Tea Party.
Which we get to that in a little bit. Okay, no, I'm looking this up.
Home of the Red Sox.
That's good. You're doing sports.
Yeah.
Dude, okay. I really want to...
Birthplace of America's sexiest accent.
Okay. So I'm just looking at this like on my Google Maps right now because because this is bothering me so much. It's like an hour and a half away. It's not even close. This is so stupid. This is literally idiotic. Let's go to Rhode Island to have a fucking date in Boston. What if... I hate everything about... This is so fucking stupid. Okay. So... God damn it. So... It's a date in Boston. Jed is in Boston. They're taking Boston by storm. And he meets... Hannah in Boston. And we get out with her trying to say some things about the history of Boston. She's like, I think they did some stuff with tea.
They dumped some tea into the water. And they were saying stuff about...
Give me liberty or give me...
No, that's not it.
Death and taxes.
Taxation
without
representation.
It needs representatives.
I want taxation.
I don't know.
I don't know. Roll Tide.
This was very... That was upsetting. I'm like, Hannah.
Roll Tide.
Come on. It's like... Come on.
She didn't know.
Which is fine.
It's fine. Jed's here.
Jed's here.
They meet at the...
So we have a typical...
Wincy Market?
Like, yeah, actually, that was it.
Was that it?
Yes, I think that was it.
I've never been.
Neither have I. Jessie told us that it's a really popular spot in Boston. Yeah. Lots of people like to go.
Yeah.
So I believe her. She's our resident young person.
Last time I was in Boston, I went to the aquarium.
The aquarium is a lot of fun.
The aquarium was cool.
Great time.
I saw a turtle.
Dude, turtles are great.
It was a big turtle.
Big turtle.
Me and him were going to be buds.
I went to they revamped the... exhibit at the Coney Island Aquarium.
Okay.
They have some sea turtles there. We got the best look, which is a big old sea turtle. They are really cool to look at.
Turtles are cool.
They have some cool sharks too.
All right. But Final Bros tonight goes to the aquarium.
He's that other one is shitty.
Bros for Bros fucking sucks. Get out of here.
So they're in like the Quincy Market. And they're it's a typical walk around.
It's a walking date.
It's a walking date.
Yeah.
They're going, they're like trying stuff on. They're eating a little bit of food here and there. They're like, you know, they're like, ooh, this is us, what it's going to be like when we're dating. Ha 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 ha. And then, you know, it's pretty average. And then the date, for me, takes a really great turn.
Yeah. It becomes a sports.
And they go to the TD Garden. And they get to hang out with two Boston Celtics. One, Terry Rozier, Scary Terry, and Jalen...
That's really what they call him.
Scary Terry.
Bitch.
Bitch. And Jalen Brown. Now, I am not a Celtics fan. I'm a diehard New York Knicks fan. But do I think those are both phenomenal players? Yes, I do. And boy, was I fucking jealous. Because I would have done anything to have a shoot around and hang out with two NBA players. It was awesome. So then it comes like they're shooting hoops, they're having fun. They're doing layups. Yeah, you're doing sports.
I know a thing.
Hannah was getting a little frisky.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah.
She was doing some butt bumps.
Yep.
To the crotch area.
Yep.
I was like, damn, girl. All right, you out here.
Yep.
There were some layups. There was some shooting, and then Jalen Brown. Who has no business talking about, like, just someone's, like... Okay, not that he has no business, but just, like, it was very weird seeing this professional basketball player, like, sit down and be like, so, like, tell me all about love. Like, it was so ridiculous. Tell me about him. Like, I want to know what your love life is like. Sometimes you got to shoot your shot. And then you make it.
Did he make a basketball
reference? He did not make a basketball reference. But that's what I wanted. But it was very weird to see that. But it was very fun. They do a smooch.
Yep.
And while they're smooching, Jed shoots a hoop over him. And he actually hits it while they're kissing. Which was pretty cool.
I'm convinced it only took one take.
I believe you.
One take. Jed is just a basketball master.
He's a basketball machine.
Yeah.
The other thing that was funny is that on the jerseys... They have little ads, like they have one for GE and one for Nike.
Yeah.
They can't show that on ABC or else they have to pay them.
Yeah.
So they have these little things taped over them.
Yeah.
Like pasties.
Yep.
So that was pretty funny. And that was basically the entire day and date, and then it moves into dinner. Like there's not much more to tell.
There's not much else to it. Yeah. They did some basketball, they did some shopping. fun.
Fun. It was, again, it's one of those, this is a great date to be on, a horrible date to watch on television.
But now we're back to that? Like,
yeah, isn't that so much fun?
Like, what happened to...
How about a roller derby date?
Yeah, what happened to Fred Willard?
How about we need more Fred Willard.
Fred Willard.
So?
Oh, we did miss something very important. Oh my God.
What did we miss?
On this date, they went through a walk. They went for a walk in a park, and they got some Halo Top ice cream.
That's right, Halo Top ice cream, the new sponsor of The Bachelor.
Of The Bachelor, they had the guy handing them the ice cream is literally the guy from the commercials.
It gives them an entire pint too.
And then they go, and then it cuts to commercial, and you see the Halo Top guy from the show that you were just watching. Eating ice cream and giving it to kids, and then Nick Vile shows up and eats ice cream, and
he's just very
talks
depressing.
About how depressing his life
he's like,
is.
Yeah, everyone's gonna die. Love is fleeting. Like,
but I'm ice cream's good.
But ice cream's sure good.
Yep.
Bye, kids.
Bye.
But we're in love. Love isn't real.
Love isn't real. And then they're like, "Is he okay?" And the guy's just like, "No,
no. Are any of us?
Yeah, are any of us? That's actually what he says. Are yeah, any of
are
us?
Any of us?
Because you know, Nick's not okay.
Nick's not okay."
Poor boy.
We can't hear them falling in love.
Nick is going to be the Bachelor again.
Oh my God. Would they?
Come like, you know, September when they announce the Bachelor. Who's your Bachelor going to be 2020? Who's it going to be? Nick Vile again.
I would love that.
It's going to be Nick again.
Just a full circle. Absolutely full circle.
And the tagline for this season is going to be just...
We had no one else. We didn't have anyone else.
It's just... Please.
Please. Someone love this boy.
Someone love him.
Someone love him. Third time's the charm. Fifth time's the please. Just
please.
Do it.
His tagline. He's desperate now.
He's desperate now. Fifth. Okay. He's desperate now. The Bachelor. I mean, come on, guys.
And it's just Nick, and there's like rose petals everywhere, and he goes, "Oh, this again? Okay."
I think it's Nick, so he's gonna look really cynical, just like.
Like I want
this
like
shit again.
I want his poster to just be like him sitting alone on a park bench covered in rose petals, just looking at the ground. Just. Ugh.
I have to do this again.
This is the only way I'll find love.
Wow, that would be something. Just the guy who's going through the process so many times that he's just so desensitized to it.
He's just done.
Like, just don't even do your little legs. Just come in. Just
everyone,
in
just the, get into the. Everyone, just get in the mansion.
Just get in the mansion. That's it. Stop. The Bachelor was over it.
It's like they're all getting out and it's like, "Hey, I'm great. Just get in. Just
oh. Hey, cool. I'm gonna learn. I'm not gonna remember your name until later.
I'll
just
see
you. Come inside.
Look, I'm not gonna remember any of your names. So I'm just gonna give
Guys,
you a nickname.
This is my fifth time here. Just stop.
You missed my sick flavor of love reference.
I'm sorry. Hit me with that again.
I'm not gonna remember any of your names. So I'm just gonna give you all nicknames. All yeah. right.
That was very good. I'm not gonna remember any of y'all's names. So I'm just gonna give you nicknames. Your oyster.
You. You're gonna win. I like you.
You're I've already picked you to win.
Let's do this dance though for the next 9 weeks. All right.
9 weeks. All right. You're definitely winning this, but.
But I like you the most. All right. Let's go to Thailand.
Let's
go to Thailand. Who wants to eat a bug?
Who wants to eat a bug? T-Rex. Okay.
I miss Vanessa.
Oh, do you?
That was Nick.
I miss Vanessa. He definitely doesn't.
No, of course he doesn't.
He is so much happier without her.
Yeah, he's doing fine. Whatever. For some reason, all the women are like in the mansion. They're all talking about like, "Is he okay?" And then it cuts outside to like,
no.
Everyone's like, "No." And then it cuts outside to an unmarked red white van, and just Demi's in there, just gonna find some shit.
Gonna find some shit.
Because Demi and Nick are best friends.
Yeah, they're very. They've gotten very friendly.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Jed's date.
We're moving to dinner time.
So
this is where Jed says some stuff.
Jed pulls a very interesting move here, one that I actually kind of really respected.
Yeah.
So they're having a nice time. They're not eating, and they're you know it's time now. It's the customary time on the date where it's time for you to open up about something in your life.
Yep.
So Jed goes to Hannah, and he says. Basically, he completely admits the reason why he was in The Bachelor in the first place. Or in The Bachelor in the first place.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, music is a big part of my life and I want to take my music someplace far. And at first I saw The Bachelorette as a platform that I could use to
promote myself. Yeah.
And of course that's going to be very alarming, but he says, look, and I understand that that's kind of what I saw as at the beginning, but I want you to know that we've spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
And that's not what I see this as.
Yeah.
And he basically just says, like, I'm really here for you, and I've grown so fond of you in this time that I don't see it that way anymore.
I think I might potentially maybe be starting to begin the process
of potentially
feeling like I'm falling in love with you.
Oh my God, are you kidding? That is exactly what I wanted to hear.
That's exactly what you wanted to hear.
That is exactly what I wanted
to hear. That's what you want.
Wow. I think I might be falling potentially in the process of taking the journey of walking down the aisle, maybe, potentially, at some point
hypothetically,
falling in love with you too.
And then they smooch, and then there's a rose.
Hannah, though, I want to give her some credit here. She's like, that's not the best thing to hear, like, but I don't want to stop you from your music, from your music career. I know that's important to you. And he really does just double down on, like, I'm here for you, and you're the more important thing to me than my music career right
Yeah.
now. And I was like, you know what, Jed? I'm all about this honesty right here. This honesty.
I
realized
yeah.
that sounded a little
silly. Yeah, it just got it.
This honesty I'm all about. And I think it went very well for him. He gets that rose, gets some smooches. It's lovely.
Yeah.
That was a date.
That was a nice date.
It was nice.
It was a nice little time they had.
Let's talk about a date that sucked.
Let's talk about the rest of the episode now.
So, we're staying in Rhode Island for now.
Oh, good.
Actually having a date in the state.
State of Rhode Island. Holy shit.
So, they're at Fort Adams?
Fuck makes you think I know.
They're not... yeah, fair.
This was a really sports-heavy episode.
Yeah, a lot of sports.
And I'm gonna be real. I was playing Skyrim on my Switch. Like, just...
And I took the bullet and I watched.
As soon as I see sports, I'm just like, okay.
So what we
I'm
got
sorry
now,
about who I am as a person.
I don't ever want you. Don't you ever fucking apologize.
I just don't. I believe that, you know, there's some special people in the world that can watch sports and watch The Bachelorette. I'm not
Me
one,
being
of them.
One of them.
You're one of them. I'm not. The Bachelorette is my sports. All right.
I get it.
This is like...
Hey. Don't you ever apologize for being you, man.
I just don't give a fuck
Look. I asked y'all to be real with me, and I'm going to be real with you. And I just want you to be the realest you that you can be.
Roll Tide.
Okay, I just want you to know how emotional that was in here. There was some beautiful friendship going on.
There's a lot of beautiful friendship right here.
All like, don't... You just keep fucking being you, man. You're killing me.
I'm trying.
Damn right. So I will take the reins on this date.
Take the reins on this one, because there's some boys on this date, but who cares about literally any of them? Because let's talk about, like...
I care about, like, maybe two of them.
Three. Oh, also, it's like three. Let's talk about... There's a Kevin.
There's a Kevin.
And there's some Lukes.
There's some Lukes, and there's a Mike.
And there's a Mike.
I'm a big Mike fan.
I like
Mike.
Mike
is great.
I like Mike. Like in that movie, Like Mike, which admittedly was about sports, and I still watched it.
See, that was a very good movie.
Yeah, he finds those shoes in the street,
and then he puts the money,
he starts to play Like Mike. And the thing is, you don't know for certain if he's playing basketball like Michael Jordan or like Michael Jackson. I'm not sure which is the difference. I'm not sure which one is which. I know one of them is dead, and he's the hee-hee, but I don't know if he played basketball too. He might have.
We're not sure.
And then Crispin Glover's in the movie. He's like the head of the orphanage. Man, Crispin Glover is a creepy looking dude. He just like, you see that movie Willard, I think it was called, where he like is talking to rats the whole time. I never saw it because I'm scared of rats, so I didn't watch it. But the trailer freaked me out. But back to the movie, he's the orphanage owner, and he's trying to prevent Lil Bow Wow from getting adopted by some very nice people. And then, I was about to talk about Sweet Feet, but that's Holes. Damn it. I'm confusing my basketball players.
Sweet Feet played baseball.
And he played baseball, too. Wait, which is the one where you stole the shoes and ended up at the camp? Was that like
Holes.
Mike?
Holes.
But didn't... Did the shoes get stolen and...
So Zero stole the shoes in Holes, and then he threw them over a bridge,
and then
Stanley caught them, brought them home, and they thought, people thought it was him that
I
had stolen them.
Zero stole the shoes, and then he threw them because they thought, oh no,
because the cops were coming,
But then that's when Lil Bow Wow found them and started playing basketball real good.
No.
Crossover.
Crossover. I've merged the universes together.
It's the same movie. It's the same movie.
God damn it.
Think about it.
I hate you so much, but I love that you did that.
It's the shared universe.
It was really impressive.
It's the shared universe of holes.
Of like Mike.
And like Mike.
And Mike and holes. Two different authors, one story, one universe.
One beautiful story. Because the thing is, Stanley never put the shoes on, so he didn't know if he could play basketball really good with them on.
He didn't realize what they were. He was just going to give them to his dad, so his dad could...
take the smell out of them.
Take the smell out of them.
With sploosh.
Well, I didn't invent sploosh yet.
Yeah, I hadn't invented sploosh yet. Peaches and onions.
Yeah, peaches and onions.
I don't smell anything.
I don't smell anything. What was that? I don't smell anything. Dude, okay. I want to get back to talking about The Bachelorette, but that movie was a very accurate representation of that book, and that book is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
That movie is great. Holes was a fucking great movie.
It's really great. The best part of the movie for me is when when they come to arrest, like, the warden and Mr. Sir.
Yes, yeah.
And they arrest Mr. Sir, and I knew this was going to be. They point out that Mr. Sir's first name is actually Marion. And everyone laughs at him, and they're like, ha ha, I didn't know that was a man's name. And he goes, it ain't. And me and my sister always find that joke very funny, because Marion happens to be our mother's name. So it's very funny.
Marion was my grandma's name.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact. Should we talk about this dumb show now?
Did you know they made a sequel to Like Mike?
God damn it. yes, I did know that, actually.
It wasn't as good.
No, it never is.
No, never, because it was one of those straight-to-DVD.
That's how you know it's a real...
Back in the day, it was probably straight to VHS, let's be real. Well, DVDs were coming up at the time.
That's how you know it's a real load of bungus.
Yeah. Let's talk about The Bachelorette.
All right. So they're playing rugby. They go to, I think it was Fort Adams in Rhode Island. And they have, like, the New England rugby team champions there, and they're all hitting each other, rugbying. And
there's a man with a beard.
Great beard.
It's a good beard.
Good beard.
Yeah.
And so the rugby captain, who has a very Boston accent, goes, all right, so we're going to be playing some rugby. And I was here with my buddy here, Jay Foster, where I'm going to be hitting some dudes and fucking, you know, killing each other, and we're going to be bleeding.
Look, I'm going to give you some real honest feedback right now. You need to work on differentiating your Boston accent from your Chicago accent.
No, Chicago accent is this one.
No, I know. I'm just saying that, like, when, like, it's...
You give me notes right now?
Yeah, I'm giving you some notes live.
I'll give you some notes.
Okay. Is it no more about sports and stop talking about...
Stop talking about Like Mike for the fuck this fucking episode.
All right, no more Like Mike talk.
although I did like it.
Thank you.
I won't lie to you.
The talking or the movie?
Both.
Both. All right.
So he tells them about rugby, and then he's like, all right.
And they're like, this is a full contact sport. You get hurt. We don't wear pads like football.
Because Hannah wants these boys to die.
So the date card said, like, blood, sweat, and tears. Which, like...
To earn my love!
Hannah just wants to hurt these boys, and it's great.
Hannah really wants to hurt these boys.
Like, she's just putting these... She's literally torturing these boys, and it's just like, whichever one of them comes out alive at the end, gonna marry him. That's how I know he's the strongest. I will have no weak husband.
I will have no weak husband. And I shall marry the strongest of them all. Alright. So now that Hannah is gonna value these boys based on their strength and their ability to kill each other.
Yep.
They actually have to play a real life rugby game against each other.
They split them into teams.
The blue and the green team.
Blue and green.
We were really hoping we'd get some Fred Willard action.
There was no Fred Willard. Fred Willard will not set foot in Rhode Island.
Neither will Chris Harrison, apparently. Yeah. He wasn't even announcing it.
Yep.
He was too busy not being in Rhode Island.
Sorry, very important. Chris Harrison just tweeted a picture of Luke Skywalker and saying, the only Luke that is worthy.
Oh, wow, Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
He's got some spicy memes going on.
Oh, Chris Harrison. Twitter. So good. So good, Chris Harrison.
So, everything starts off kind of okay. Like, they did some practicing earlier.
Yeah, they're
so
like,
they have a feeling for how to play rugby. Everything starts off kind of fine. They're playing. No one's getting too into it. Like, yeah. They're all playing competitive until we have a little accident. And they were playing this up for fucking weeks.
Oh, God, yes.
They thought, like... So they basically, everyone's been showing that Luke P was going to go crazy in this thing and then hurt someone so bad they had to get sent to the hospital.
Yep.
And it turns out... And you know...
Completely separate thing that happened.
Completely separate thing. Had zero things to do with Luke P. Wasn't nearly as serious and wasn't as nearly
Kevin
as dramatic.
Kevin hurt himself playing the game of rugby.
He was tackling someone, landed a little weird, and hurt his rotator... I think his arm a bit. Like, yeah. Not a bit. He, like, had to go to the hospital. He was in a sling.
Got some x-rays. It was swollen. But, like, he's in a sling. He was back for the cocktail party.
He was back for the cocktail party. He's okay. But it was not nearly what they built it up to be.
No. Meanwhile, Luke P is over there just beating the shit out of Luke S.
That was fucking... Then it gets fucking wild.
Yeah.
So after that, Luke is like, all right, there's one less person to compete with.
Because, okay, so Kevin is going to the hospital. They put him in an ambulance and they drive away. Meanwhile, Luke is just off on like the other side of the field being like, I'm all in, all right? I'm going to do this. I got to prove to Hannah I love her. I'm very good at rugby. I'm going to do this. I'm going to fight for her.
I played football in high school.
Luke P.
He's like O'Doyle. Luke P rules.
I don't know who you're talking about.
From the Adam Sandler movies. O'Doyle rules.
Sorry.
O'Doyle rules.
I've only ever seen Like Mike, Holes, and Ant-Man, apparently.
Fuck you. Anyway. So Luke P is like, he's just in it to win it. So now a lot of this happens off camera.
Yes.
And I'm going to try to piece together how it ends up kind of coming forth in the show as best I can.
Do it!
So, Luke S., the one who looks kind of like Nick.
Yep.
Apparently he got stiff-armed by Luke P., and he wasn't very happy with the stiff-arming.
Yep.
Then he goes up to him to say, like, hey, man, I really didn't appreciate that. So then Luke P. literally body slams him into the ground and ends up kneeing him in the head.
Yes.
Afterwards.
Yep.
And then... we see the aftermath of that, like, the slam. And then it all kind of devolves into, like, Nick... Not Nick. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Freudian slip.
You just want Nick back.
I just want Nick back. So Luke S. then kind of is confronting Luke P. And it's Luke versus Luke. And he's, like, arguing with him. He's kind of telling him... He's cursing at him. He's understandably upset. Because he just got body slammed into the ground.
By
a man twice his size.
Luke P's a big fella.
Luke P, and I'm not such saying height. It's height, and he's muscular.
He's a
man.
Triangle man.
Look, dude, he's a triangle man, and he's triangle trying to go man, against person
triangle
man.
Triangle man. Yep. This was triangle man versus person man.
Triangle
right
man
here.
Beat person man.
Triangle man beat person man. My God.
And
they have a fight.
Triangle wins. Triangle wins. Triangle man.
Triangle man.
Oh my God! Wow. I'm so proud of that.
Yep.
So
check out They Might Be Giants. Particle Man is the name of the song.
They are not our sponsors.
Nope,
but it is a great song.
It's a great song, though.
So after trying, I think we're just going to call him Triangle Man from now on.
Yep, that's his Christian name.
Can we call can Luke S's...
Luke S's Person
is
Man.
Person Man? Great.
Person Man and Triangle
Man. Because I hate
Man.
Saying Luke a million times anyway.
All right.
These Christian names are beautiful.
Yep, Triangle Man beats
okay,
Person Man.
So Triangle Man... literally power slams him. I wish everyone could see the smile on my face from you doing that because it was brilliant.
Universe man.
God damn, we're not doing the whole song. We're not doing the whole song. So, that happens, and then there's like again, everything kind of like ends up. Kind of playing out like
the blue team wins.
The blue team wins. Person Man is upset with Triangle Man, and they basically continue arguing, and it spills over into the cocktail party that night.
That's for the record. I know we talked that we're gonna have a different name for this episode, but no, the name of this episode is gonna be Triangle Man beats Person Man.
Yes. Oh, yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Triangle Man beats Person.
I'm writing it down.
I was thinking it too. Yep. It's Triangle Man beats Person Man.
Yep.
So then. So this cocktail party, I think we can both agree, was bunk.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know how, like, when it's really fun when drama makes the entire takes almost the entire cocktail party, and it sucks.
Yeah.
And it takes almost the entire episode, and it also sucks.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, okay.
It sucked.
Was it terrible?
It was horrible. So essentially, Luke P starts off. Let me use his Christian name. Triangle Man starts talking to Hannah about Person Man.
Yep.
And basically, completely lies. Tells him that he came to swing. He was going to punch him in the face. He's trying to punch him in the face, and that's why he body slammed him. He lied about how he was like promoting his tequila. He was only there to promote his tequila company that we only learned about now because you mentioned it. It was just a whole bunch of manipulation and lies to Hannah, and then she confronts Person Man, and he tells her that that's not true. But now because Triangle Man said everything first, she now has all of the mistrust towards Person Man. So
because she, for some reason, she trusts Triangle Man.
I cannot fathom why. What then follows is her then interviewing every single person, asking them what they think about Triangle Man, and everyone is like, he's not good.
Triangle Man
he's
sucks.
Not good. No one likes him. Everyone has a problem with him. And Person Man says the same thing. It's like, it's not just me. He's lying to you. Ask everyone. 95% of the people in this house have a problem with him.
Do you think Triangle Man hates Person Man because they're both named Luke? Like, is that where the drama stems from? It's like, I am the superior Luke.
Yes.
I am
Luke. There can be only one!
Luke Prime.
Oh my God.
That's what the P stands for.
He is absolutely Luke Prime. So that basically takes the entire night. And it's definitely causing Hannah a lot of stress.
Yep.
And in the middle of it, people are trying to, like, make the group date fun.
Yes.
People are smooching with her. They're having a nice time.
Everyone's trying.
Peter's definitely smooching a lot. He's having some fun.
Yeah. Garrett was there.
Makes some good progress there. He like talks a bit about, he's like, I have a crush on you, and I'm like being all cute and opens up to her a little bit.
Yeah.
So all of that drama really continues to escalate, and they and Person Man and Triangle Man just continue to have an argument. Again, like I said, like, they're trying, like, the guy, the other
boys... It keeps going back and forth, and it doesn't stop. Ultimately, Hannah gives the group date rose to Garrett.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the cocktail party, which...
Can I make one funny thing that was stupid? So Kevin is back, and Triangle Man eventually notices him. He goes, oh, how are you doing? What's the diagnosis? I'm hurt, asshole. It was just a fucking stupid thing to
also,
say.
There's a great scene where, like, all of the men are sitting in a room together, and just one by one they all get up and leaving the two Lukes together in the same room
to essentially have like a two-on-one kind of dealio.
Yeah, and they don't like do anything. It's just, I don't appreciate that, man. Hey, I'm trying to just, you know, do this.
I'm trying to live my truth.
I'm trying to live my best life. Well, I don't appreciate when you say things to Hannah that I don't
like.
I don't like. All right. Well, I don't like you. I don't like you either.
You're a psychopath.
I don't appreciate it. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Group date over. What's that thing? The cocktail
one
party.
On one. No, one-on-one.
Oh, fuck. There's a whole nother date to get through.
Tyler C. has a one-on-one.
They go lobster fishing.
And Hannah's pretty distraught at the beginning.
Hannah's all like, I'm all upset about this Triangle Man shit.
So perfect opportunity for Tyler C. to like... kind of like
comfort her
and make her feel better. So they go in a lobster boat. They lobster all day.
Yep.
They catch some lobster, and then they eat some lobster. They cook the lobster on the boat, and then they eat some lobster. They look really delicious.
Yeah, I don't actually like eating lobster.
Oh,
so.
Okay, that's fair. I love lobsters.
I just don't
so
like the way they look
much. Ugh. But they're bugs.
I say this full on knowing there are lobsters all over my shirt right now.
That is very funny. Because I was gonna say, man, you have a great lobster shirt.
Thank you. It's a great shirt.
It's really good.
But I don't care.
You don't care for the lobsters.
Like, I don't... they make a good design, but for me, not a good meal.
That's fair. I fall on the other end where
there's crabs on the shirt, too. I also don't care for crabs.
No one does.
I'm just not a shellfish guy.
You know what? You really aren't. You're really good about that.
Or since I know the joke you were going to make, I'm also not a genital mites kind of guy, so...
No, I'm saying you're not shellfish about anything.
Get out of here with that. Just making a joke about pubic lice.
I'm saying no one likes crabs.
I'm just going to drink my Diet Coke.
You do. So, anyway. They're lobstering, they eat it, and then really that's the whole day, and then
this episode was stupid.
I know. We got to get through it though.
This whole episode was dumb.
This drama really killed so much of it.
Like the whole episode, like Jed's date was just fine, and that was before the drama.
Yeah.
And then the rest of this episode is just.
It's the drama is so bad that it kills the energy of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they're at dinner and they're talking everything out. Tyler talks about how, you know, his dad was sick, but he pulled through and it just, you know, made him reassess some things in his life and that he really wanted to find a partner and someone to share his time with.
Great!
Hannah responds really well to that. They smooch a lot.
I've got hardships. Love me.
Then they smooch. She gives him the rose. And then they go get sung to by Luke Shaw.
No, it's Jake Owen.
Jake Owen. I thought it was another Luke.
No.
Who even our resident young person didn't even know who that dude was.
Yeah. I'm sorry we just glossed over that whole one-on-one date, but it was just so bungus.
You know who glossed over that one-on-one date too?
America?
The Bachelorette glossed over that entire one-on-one date.
Because, like, the whole one-on-one date...
It was cute watching them eat lobster
was
together,
like,
but it was...
I'm upset about this Luke nonsense. Roll Tide. Hannah's upset about this Luke nonsense. Better have fun on this one-on-one date with her. Hey,
we did it.
Hey.
Here's Garrett.
Here's a song and a rose. That was it. That was the date.
They really bruised.
Like this episode was hard to get through. It just wasn't. This season as a whole has been solid up until today.
Yeah, this was rough. So now that's gonna lead us.
I thought
right
I was watching Colton again.
Ugh. Please let's not let that happen.
Or fucking Ari, who just went on three consecutive. Let's just walk around.
I love that.
Everything.
What else do you love, Ari?
Cars.
Cars.
I am Ari. I like the cars.
I like.
Ari has a kid now.
Yeah, that's right. They have their kid officially. And that's how we feel. That's the official Final Bros Tonight stance on Ari's child.
Yep.
So now it is the final cocktail party of the week. And what do you think they talk about?
Are they going to talk about anything that isn't Luke versus Luke?
Basically, no. I think we get a little bit of time with Peter. Mike even gets in on it by like complaining about him to Hannah. The Lukes are just going at it the whole time.
Hey, I don't appreciate how you're talking about my tequila company. Go talk to Hannah and tell her that you made that up. Okay, man, I'll go talk to Hannah about this. Hey, Hannah, Luke doesn't like tequila as much as he says he does. That's not what I told you to tell her. No, man, I did what you told me to do. No, we were all in the room when I said it. You didn't do it. Yeah, man, we were all in the room. Oh, shit. I fucked it up. That's it.
That was an accurate representation.
That's what happened.
That was good.
That's what happened. And then
Bachelorette.
You know, and then, oh boy, am I waiting for this episode to end with a fucking rose ceremony so I can forget some more names. But no, there's no rose ceremony this week.
We get it to be continued.
We didn't even get it to be continued. It just fucking faded to black.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got a post-credit scene of Jed and Hannah hanging out with a bucket drummer in the streets of Boston.
Who was really happy to get some
really
money.
Who was really great. He's really happy to get some money. Every time they put a dollar in his jar, he would yell, "Got me some money."
That was very good.
Yeah. But that was this episode. It was bad. I had to talk about Like Mike for like 6 whole minutes just to fucking make a normal timestamp.
Yeah, dude. For real.
This was just like, they could have cut out 5 minutes of Luke nonsense to just give me a rose ceremony and end this episode.
No, but they have to drag it out, though.
But now I have to think about it all week.
Oh, no. It's going to be sitting on... Yeah, we have to sit on it for a whole week and have to think about this.
No one even referenced Shrek this week.
It's okay. That's the thing that you're most upset about. And no one... You should... listeners, I want you to know how emotionally distraught Alex looks from no one mentioning Shrek in this episode of The Bachelorette.
Cam set a standard, okay?
It's really weighing on him.
Just this whole episode was so bad, and I'm furious.
I am not as furious at you, but I'm also just very disappointed in the entire show. right now. You know, I think I was saying this to you before. What I'm so upset about is Hannah's insisting she needs to get both sides of the story.
Because she sat down with both of them like a camp counselor.
Yeah.
To be,
but one of them is acting rationally. One of them like, isn't acting like a jerk.
Okay, you two, what's going on? And that's when we get our fucking fade to black. Like...
But, like, there's everyone in the house is saying, like, this one thing.
Wouldn't every that... single person in the house says, Triangle Man sucks. Triangle Man is a dingus. He sucks. He's bungo. I don't like this boy. And Hannah's like, well...
I kind of really want to make out with him.
But I like putting my face on his face. So...
So that must mean he's probably right.
He's good.
Which is very frustrating.
And this one, who looks like Nick Vile...
I haven't put my face on his face.
Yeah. And now I don't want to. So he's going home.
So, I mean, like Person Man is going home.
They should both go home. They should honestly just both go home. Just send both of them home.
The shitty part is, though, is that Person Man doesn't deserve it. He hasn't really been shitty. I think he's been a very average contestant, but hasn't done anything that warrants this.
Yeah.
So it's really crappy that like Triangle Man's probably gonna have one or two more weeks,
probably, or maybe he'll just fucking make it all the way to Fantasy Suites.
No way.
Who knows with this bungus show? Who knows anymore?
I'm calling. No way he makes the Fantasy.
Where's Demi?
How was Demi not seeing this shit?
Yeah, wasn't she?
She's there watching the dumb stuff that doesn't matter. How is she not seeing like the shit that when it's like, oh no, you should have seen this. Idiot.
Like, wasn't this her job?
Yeah, why do you have him on two weird, like, the first night and then one rando date?
Like, wasn't this Demi's job to make this not happen? Demi,
come on!
Get it together,
girl. You good?
Let's just do play the game.
this is the happiest you've ever been in a...
Let's just do play the game! Play the music!
Play the music!
Play it! Alan, you better start with your fucking play of the game, because I'm going to need a minute to think about mine.
I got some money!
Good. Give it to the fucking post-credit scene.
I do. I give it to the... I got some money.
You know, I'm going to give my post-credit scene to Chris Harrison for just not being here this week.
He just didn't want to go to Rhode Island either.
Just fucking taking a week off.
Taking the week off and not going to Rhode Island.
Chris Harrison's vacation.
Chris...
Oh boy, Luke and Luke are gonna get at it this week. I'm gonna go sleep.
I'm gonna do literally anything else.
There's not gonna be a roast ceremony this week because Chris Harrison still has to fly in from California. That's why there's no roast ceremony. He's still on the plane. There was a storm. He got delayed, so they have to wait. They haven't shot it yet.
It's still happening. Oh my god.
Probably.
That was... All of your anger just came up in that burp. That was a lot of negative emotion that built up in your stomach that just formed there.
What if I give play of the game to us for sitting through this bungo episode?
That'd be great, because we deserve it.
We deserve it. Look, we're here for you guys. We're here for you through a lot of good, but...
And we're honest. We're honest about when this show sucks.
We're here for you through the bad, too. And we need you guys to be here for us through the bad, cause hoo boy.
This episode was a real stinker.
This was, I knew what I was getting into when I started watching this show.
I knew
this show was bad. But when the show that I'm watching
when a bad show is bad, it's even worse.
I just want this show to be so much better.
And at times, let's be fair, at times it's just awesome.
The season as a whole has been a lot better, but just, I just...
This was, it's... You know why? Because it wasn't fun. Like, and sometimes the drama is happening, but
that's
at
the
least,
thing.
Like,
when,
there's
when
some
we get
fun
to the end of
on.
The season, when we get to the end of the season when people are, like, genuinely falling in love, and Hannah's got to make some tough decisions about who to send home, and there's tears every week, okay, you know what? This isn't fun, but we can find the goof in it. There was no goof to be found this week.
I can't tell you what's... Because it's just like... Well, you're a fucking sociopath, dude.
Yeah.
Like, Triangle Man is a fucking sociopath. He's a fucking You know, I don't want to use the word psychopath, but he's acting crazy.
He's a crazy person.
He really, he's an unstable human being.
I know we put on a good show here. We're always talking about how great every week is. It's fantastic. Some weeks are hard, guys. Some weeks are hard and they just get to you.
Yes, listen, this is one of those weeks, guys, for real.
They just get to you, man. They really get you down. And then Domino's doesn't have a 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke, and they send you two small bottles. But two small bottles doesn't equal the 1 2-liter bottle, because the small bottles are only 20 ounces, and you need more than that to make 1 liter.
That's true.
They should have given us three, maybe even four. Domino's let me down. The Bachelorette let me down.
You're just having a rough night tonight, man. At least I'm always here for you.
It's been a rough day.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's been a real rough day, man.
It's okay. The Final Bros tonight, look. The Final Bros tonight's fashions.
There wasn't even any good fashions to talk about tonight.
That I've mentioned, and then Brotherhood.
There were no fashions.
There were no good fashions tonight. No faux pas. Hannah wore kind of like a suit thing that I liked, but there was nothing that I
liked. It was so shiny. Everything Hannah wears is so shiny.
It's good.
It's good, but sometimes she looks like a disco ball.
Yeah, that suit looked a little disco ball-y.
I like Hannah, but
I do. I like Hannah. Look, like I said, I'm still on the side of, like, I'm really in Hannah's corner here. This was tough.
Just because
we're all seeing it, and we're just like, how the fuck can you still be on this dude's side? That's the hardest part.
Yeah. Let's put a pin in this one. Let's just call it a night.
Let's call it a night.
Guys, thank you for listening to the Final Bros tonight. We're available on podcast platforms, whatever.
We sure are.
We don't have any other social media. We don't have a fucking Facebook page right now because I've been dragging my damn feet. I'll get around to it. I still don't think we need an Instagram account or... Because if we make a Twitter account, too, people are going to expect us to live tweet it. What's the point of live tweeting if we have a podcast? I'm not going to live tweet The Bachelor.
That's fair.
Yeah. Social media is a hoax, guys. It's a
bunch of bunk.
It's just a tool to get your information so it can be sold to advertisers, all right?
You're getting the truth here on the Final Bros tonight.
Look, just...
Just live your damn life.
Just do it. Just do the damn thing, all right? Roll Tide.
Do the damn thing.
I don't even know. Final Bros tonight.
Third time's a charm.
I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Watts.
Take a minute. Say your goodbyes.
I want to say my goodbyes to you, though.
No, just we're going to be together. Discovery Channel. Important now.